It's no secret koalas are one of Australia's national treasures. However, advocates are concerned about the speed at which the species is heading to extinction. Courtney Thomas reports.
A recent year-long parliamentary inquiry of New South Wales koalas reveals the species are on track for extinction by 2050. Advocates are worried about the future of the koala, especially in New South Wales, fearing the government will repeat history by refusing to enact necessary change. Conservation planner and researcher at the University of Queensland, Christine Hosking, says there needs to be higher value placed on biodiversity in Australia.
We have known for quite a while that there are substantial declines in certain koala populations, particularly in Queensland and New South Wales. These do vary depending on the region. So we've had as much as 80% declines in urban areas of southeast Queensland, for example, and in far western regions. That's mostly due to drought and heat waves. The urban populations have declined due to habitat loss. So some of those are quite catastrophic declines, you know, to the point where their populations are almost gone. In New South Wales is in a very similar situation. Their declines aren't as bad as yet, but they've got the same thing. A lot of development along the coast occurring, and as in southeast Queensland, and then they're also being really affected by drought and heat waves inland and, of course, the recent bushfires.
Ms. Hosking says the government has tried to make improvements in the past, but they're just not good enough.
At a federal level, back in 2012, the federal government made a new listing for the koala, making it vulnerable under the EPBC Act, which is the highest level of protection you can give species in Australia. But the problem is, particularly with the EPBC Act, since that time, nothing has changed. So although at the top level of government, you know, they're meant to be vulnerable, there are meant to be all sorts of restrictions around land clearing if you're in a koala habitat area, on the ground it's not really making any difference. And the same if you go down to a state or a local government level, although there should be koala protection laws, there's a lot of gaps in the paperwork.
She also says she's not optimistic about koala conservation in Australia.
One reason I'm not optimistic is most certainly because of climate change. The world and Australia aren't taking climate change seriously enough. The measures are nowhere near strict enough to stop the impact of climate change. It's an absolute juggernaut. So by 2050, the scenario is going to be very grim in terms of warming. So that's going to be a major threat on all ecosystems of wildlife and certainly koalas as well. So the first reason I'm pessimistic is because climate change has not been brought under control. And the second reason I'm not optimistic is because the governments need to tighten their laws and make it harder for habitat to be cleared where it's important for koalas.
She says the recent COVID-19 pandemic has opened up the conversation about preserving our native wildlife.
With COVID, it's sort of made people connect a bit more to the environment now and understand that wildlife and biodiversity is all linked to human health. And those dots are starting to be joined now, and I think that could be a good thing. The decision makers might start to value healthy ecosystems more and biodiversity and healthy, intact forests, because that protects our health as well.
Dr. Stuart Blanch, Australia Forest and Woodland Conservation Policy Manager at WWF Australia, says habitat loss is having the biggest impact on koalas in Australia.
If you can imagine someone coming and bulldozing down your home when you're asleep in your bed at 3 a.m. and you're taking exception to it, it's pretty much how koalas and hundreds of other species feel like it when we chop down or bulldoze down their forests. It's their homes, it's their neighbourhoods, it's where they eat, it's where they drink, it's where they make babies. It's where they grow up. And so if we destroy their forests, we're destroying their homes. And particularly for koalas and other animals that live up in the trees, no trees, no me. If we keep destroying their forests, their habitat, we will surely drive them further towards extinction.
Dr. Blanch says the answer isn't simply to create more national parks.
Often it is private landowners who agree a covenant over their land that's legally binding. That means they're going to protect their private land for nature and Indigenous protected areas, which is the real growth industry in Australia's protected area estate, particularly in central and northern Australia. We really need a mix of government-owned national parks, private conservation reserves, reserves owned by conservation land trusts such as Bush Heritage, Australian Wildlife Conservancy, the Nature Conservancy, and particularly a lot of support for traditional owners to get their land back and to conserve them for their cultural and natural values.
He says people can't just focus on national change. State and local efforts are also needed.
We need to work at the local scale, helping wildlife carers rescue koalas and other animals and care for them and patch them up back in the bush if they can. We need to protect the habitat that's left and regrow more habitat, support farmers and landcare groups planting more trees, allowing forests to regrow. But Australia has to take a lead role in a rapid energy transition to renewables this decade. Otherwise, we will continue to inflict terrible drought, bushfires on our wildlife.
That was Dr. Stuart Blanche, Australian Forest and Woodland Conservation Policy Manager at WWF Australia, ending that story by Courtney Thomas.